All right. Who's the next person who has spent much time with us, participates, like Bert and Eliza and Suzanne? They get priority. Well, how about Ginny and Greg? You have something to say, Ginny, Greg?
Hey, Bob. Greg just handed me the phone, and I'm sitting here doing customer service, answering emails, so my head's kind of in a different space.
Look, just look around your home. Look at the bookshelf. Look for an idea on a book. Trigger your mind.
Okay, well, the book that's right in front of me is the North Carolina Cookbook. Easy flavor. Enjoy the flavors of North Carolina, Ion, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Appalachian Trail.
Honey,
what do you think about that?
There's a red recipe in there for a crab boil. It will curl your hair.
Yeah, you know what? There probably is. And as a matter of fact, I think I even asked Greg about this crab boil and said, what do you think about this? Yeah, very good, Ion. All right. Well, I'll just get my hair curled with this thing.
Right.
All right. Here comes Greg. He's coming.
Yeah.
Good evening, Ion, Bob. How you guys doing? Hey, Carolyn.
Good. We're wonderful. You well?
Ion, we have a little article here in the Science Alert. After centuries, science has finally figured out how water conducts electricity.
Mm-hmm. So does coal.
What they're saying is that until... Okay. Until now, all researchers really knew about the process was that H2O passes protons from molecule to molecule via their oxygen atom, sort of like a molecular relay race. This process is called the Grotthus mechanism and was first described in chemistry by Theodore Grotthus in 1806. Your comments, please, on their understanding of how water conducts electricity.
But it does, and it's changing. So that's how it's working, if it's changing. So it
the process or the water or both?
Yes. The environment that it's in is changing. The water is changing. It's getting less. The way it handles itself is different. Every bit of it is different.
So as it's being obsolesced, they're able to measure it now.
Well, they can see what it is, which they thought it. They think it's changed too. It's not changed.
Yeah.
It's changed the first time.
It changed the first time. Is that what Ian just said?
It was. It changed, and now you're noticing its change. You couldn't notice it before. You were too damn smart.
Well, they used five molecules of heavy water, obviously referred to as deuterium, isotopes of hydrogen, chilled the molecule to close to absolute zero. And when they did this, of course, everything slowed down, and suddenly the images of the protons in motion became a whole lot clearer. And what they're saying is, in essence, they discovered this, you know, kind of Rosetta Stone that reveals the structural information encoded in water.
I bet you could catch something like that on a slide. Did you know that?
Say it.
I bet
no,
you
really?
Could.
How would you?
I'm not
you
sure.
Do that?
I'm not
How'd you
sure.
do that?
I'm not sure.
Come on.
I'm not sure.
Humor me.
Not
How would
sure.
you do that?
So, you need some more empirical evidence to get you into the slide business. That's good. Okay.
So,
we can do that.
So if we took a slide with some water and then passed some electricity through it while it was under a microscope, we would be able to see a better description
thing.
Of what they're referring to.
You could see things, yes.
And those things, what would they most likely reveal, Ion?
No, you're not getting all that. That's
well, you don't ask,
nice
you don't
try.
Get.
Well, that's okay. Nice try. This is your nut. We want you to
okay,
enjoy
well.
It. Because if we nut it, it won't be our nut, and it won't be the thing, right?
Well, if you're measuring, let's say, the ohmage of liquids, and you find that in the very process of measuring the ohmage of liquids, the small voltage or current that's being applied through the multimeter in the 9-volt battery changes the very nature of the liquid that you're measuring, How would it be that you could say it fits it?
Fits it, to fit.
To fit.
That's what it does, to fit.
Hmm.
To fit or not to fit.
Okay.
Oh, wait, if it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
All right, so I want to find the electrical resistance of white grape juice. And I put my little multimeter electrodes into a sample of grape juice, and I find that as I'm applying the voltage current to the grape juice, it changes the very nature of it. Now, again, I'm just going with standard baseline science here. If you apply an electrical current to a liquid, then it would potentially line up all the positive and negative ends to make it a better conductor. Is that a reasonable hypothesis?
It could.
Now, if you find a liquid where the opposite happens, where it doesn't become a better electrical conductor, it becomes a, bad word, poor or worse electrical conductor, what would that indicate?
A less conductor would change the degree of conductivity. The degree of conductivity.
Correct.
And that's the
shift. The conductivity becomes... Right, so if we have a higher ohmage reading as we're measuring a liquid...
The conductivity becomes isolated. It still conducts, it just conducts, as you say, differently.
So the premise of higher ohmage and greater resistance doesn't necessarily mean less conductivity. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly correct. Exactly right. To the ship,
well, that explains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to really hurt some people's brains in the electrical field.
That's a little hard.
Huh.
God level.
We'll give him a little pat on the head. Okay. Thank you.
No worries. It's getting fine now.
Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. Good question. I got a question for Chad. I don't know if he knows this. I sometimes get a notice that someone's posted on a Facebook page. I go there and I can't find their post. Is there something where I'm not registered? We don't overlap or something? You know anything about that, Chad?
Where does the post appear? On your home screen?
Yeah, I get a message that it comes to me that someone has posted in a thread I'm involved in. I go to the thread and I can't find the person's post. Happened a week ago and it just happened again today. But it doesn't matter. There are many people who are not my friends. I see them, then we friend up. Is that a factor? We're not a friend yet, but I can see them in a group Facebook page or something?
If you're a member of the group, you should be able to read their message, even if they're not your friend.
And I don't know why these people don't show up. Is there a new gadget where you can say something to somebody, but they can't find you? I can find his own page, but I can't find where he put the post. You got anything to say about that, Ion? What's going on there? He's in another world?
You shouldn't be handling high-minded things, but you know what happened
yes,
the last time
I should not be playing with this big data world.
You're playing with fire, Bob.
That's right. Yeah. Don't I know that? Okay, well, nobody can help me. I'm on my own. Okay, so that's it. Thank you, Chad. And thank you,
You're
Greg.
Welcome.
And now we go to, here's an anonymous. We always like to see what the anonymous are. Who's that? You don't want to say anything? Okay, so we go to...
But you're never going to get to talk to us again if you don't, because you got to talk to Bob.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I forgot your name.
There's rules.
Totally forgot that.
You keep forgetting about Jermaine lately. Hey, honey bunny.
Well, remember, I forget everything. We just proved what they've been saying about me. Bob doesn't remember what he's experiencing.
Yeah, I've noticed it a lot.
The fuck-upness of Bob.
The unbearable fucked-upness of Bob.
Bob keeps fucking up.
I'm worse than Trump. I'm in charge and not qualified.
Ion, I have a cold from restructure.
Hey, good. We're glad. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a weird one because it comes in and out, and it's like head cold and nose, but then it goes away and then it comes back. It's kind of weird. I've never experienced one like this. And then my body's changing a lot. It's shrinking in my core. I already had like a small waist, but it's shrinking like my core area, my waist and my hips. And although I feel it and I go weigh myself, it says the same thing, but I know it's not because my clothes fits looser and I can tell that it's like my clothes fits, it's not as tight. So those are like the two things that I've noticed. And I'm not eating as much because I'm not hungry. I probably eat once a day and then restructure once or twice. Restructure either in the morning and then I have a meal like lunch or something, and then nighttime restructure like dinner, and that's kind of it. It's kind of cool.
Well, eat a little bit more, honey. Eat a little more protein.
Protein. Okay. Yeah, I'm not as hungry.
Do the salad. But, no, but just you're going to eat enough girth to go. Because if you don't eat enough, you won't go. Then you'll get all messed up. So just eat a little more.
Like chicken is good or beef?
Protein.
All those
are good.
The point
of having a lot of that is doing a lot of it.
Oh, and then I felt like with all these things, like something inside of me wants to come out, but I don't know what it is. Like something's trying to come out. Is that like kind of like the feeling? But I don't know exactly what it is.
It's okay.
Like a nut. Just go along with it, let it come out.
You don't have a choice, honey.
Sometimes I feel it's just as simple as if I'm walking down the street, if I want to dance or scream. Those are the things that want to come out sometimes. Just little things like that. Or sometimes it feels like it's another whole person or something inside that wants to come out.
It's called being happy, Jermaine.
Yeah, I've been happy for a while. But this is different. It feels like there's something in there that wants to come out. It's like something, another thing, like another me maybe, a person.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like another Jermaine that wants
to
come
out? We'll wait and talk to the other one.
The one in the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
There's two. There's one that looks different, and I know every time because she looks more like
Gina Lola Brigido.
Lila Lola?
Gina.
It's a famous Lola. Italian actress in the 60s, Gina Lola Brigido.
Is that
no
the
problem.
One that looks
anyways.
Like a cynic? Like her eyes look very like.
No, she's
like.
That, no, she's very pretty, normal pretty.
Oh, okay. Well,
she competed against Ophension.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. There's two. There's one that's really pretty, and there's one that's not as pretty. One that looks like more.
What's the difference?
I can tell because the one that's.
You can
one
tell has, the difference. Oh, you're pretty perceptive. That's an artist. Got the artist eye. I can tell.
It's her eyes.
Ugly person.
Yeah, okay. It's her eyes.
But who?
One of them.
Who is she?
Two Germains. They're two Germains. But they look different.
Oh,
in the mirror.
So he's saying it looks like Gina. You kind of look like Gina Lola Bridges a little bit. You've got that 60s Catherine Deneuve, is it, or Bridget Bardot look?
I know who Bridget Bardot is. Yeah, I've gotten
that.
But there's two Germains in the mirror that are not, I know they're not like me. They look really different. And one's prettier, so that could be Gina Lola. And then one's looks more like a cynic, and her eyes are darker, and the nose are a little different. So, Ayan, I was thinking, are those indicators when one shows up and or the other? It's indicating things?
Maybe.
Because I thought maybe it indicates when things are happening, when I say things and they're happening, it's one, and then when things are different, it's another. It's like an indicator for me to know when things are shifting or when things are changing around me. Is that the indication?
Okay.
Of the...
We'll give you that, but it's going to change. It's so astounding to us. We tell you all this stuff. We've told you everything under the sun, moon, and stars. Now it's actually going to happen, and you guys are freaking out.
No, fun. I'm not. I love it.
It's fun.
It is. It's just that now I can see it so clear. That's the difference. But it doesn't scare me at all. I like
we'd
it.
We'd like to say, if you get an urge to shout around us, then you scare one of us.
What?
When you get an urge to shout around us, you ain't scaring one of us.
I'm not scaring one of you guys.
Mm-mm. We're fixing to go into the gifts of the spirit. You'll see. It's a series. It's all about Bob. Imagine that. Something about Bob.
It's on right now, or is it an old show?
Well, it depends on Bob, so we'll have to see.
Oh, and then what about, like, when my heart stops?
Yeah, about 3 times.
And then it comes back? Yeah, all
twice
the time.
Twice a day.
It stops and it comes back. And I. What does that mean?
It comes back twice. Well, you don't need
gifts of the spirit.
Gifts of the spirit.
Yeah, it's not a TV show. Yeah. It's things happening to you, anomalies.
Do you want it? It might be. You want it to be a TV show? We got a minute.
Sure. Maybe I can participate in it. Have something to do.
Don't threaten us with a good time.
I like a good time, so why not?
Speaking and by the way, where's Jack? Speaking of a good time, is Jack around?
Where's Jack?
He's in Miami right now.
I think I saw, he called in last week. Listen for a while, right? I saw Jack.
Yeah.
His phone number.
Yeah,
Jack.
He called in the morning. He was on there for a while.
Did he want to talk to Ion?
Yeah, I think he did. But then he was just listening, so he didn't mind. So, those are all the things that are happening to me right now with restructure and all that. And the mirror. I said about the mirror and the moon, like about 3 weeks ago, the moon was bouncing up and down in front of me. It was going up and down, up and down. And I got dizzy because it was making me lose like my perception, and I couldn't I was in a car, not driving, in the passenger seat. And it was for a good 3 minutes at nighttime that moon in front of me was just bouncing up and down, up and down, and where it was making me dizzy. But I just went with it, and then it just stopped, and it looked normal. What was that?
Just living.
Ion?
Just living.
What? Living? So it's just part of all these cool anomalies.
Well, you're changing. It's not an anomaly. You're changing.
Oh, okay.
Not only you're changing.
Can you tell me one thing about these changes?
It has to do with ascension.
That's a good thing.
Bob, these people are freaking out. They're starting to ascend, and they don't know what to do. They'll be trying to get us back into the Ark of the Covenant before it's over with, because it's so much fun.
It's fun. It's really entertaining, especially because I don't do much nowadays, you know?
Freaky.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's freaky. Freak out. It's a freak out.
It's a freak out.
Jermaine, he said freak out because I was just looking at the Zappa site. I just seen the word freak out, so he's tuned into what I'm doing.
Oh, he's paying attention to you.
Yeah. Bob's multitasking. He likes to do that, get things done. That Bob, he's just a pole brummer too.
Yeah.
He likes to be pole brummer doing things.
Ion, I heard you last time talking to someone, and they asked in their lineage of like family or whatever, wherever you come from, who's a god? I have the same question in the lineage of like my family or whoever that's like I think is my family. Who's a god?
Albert.
Do I know Albert?
We don't know, honey. Do you know Albert?
I don't know that I have a family member, Albert. I know an Albert. Is there any other ones?
Jorge.
He's obviously still around, right? Where is he?
San Diego.
Is it lineage of me? Is that different than family member that you're associated by? Is it like a family member that comes from your mother or your father? Or lineage doesn't have nothing to do with the family you think you have right now?
Nothing to do with anything, yeah. It's like,
so what
it's like the Mormons. The Mormons don't have anything to do with the Mormons. So it's the same thing.
That's family.
Mm-hmm.
So the lineage, what is
he's
lineage?
He's saying family
then?
Has nothing to do with you. Is that what you're saying? I'm family, mm-hmm. and what you perceive are your family connections have nothing to do with you.
Yeah, like your family's not your family. Yeah.
That's not true. Your family is your family, but it doesn't have anything to do with you. You're your family, but it just doesn't have anything to do with you.
So family is just like a connection that you have with these people that you, like, grew up with and have been around with, around for what you remember.
Your Bob you don't remember, so what are you going to do with that?
How is lineage different? How are you associated to somebody that's your lineage? And what's the connection?
How you connect. The connection is how you connect.
So
the process
at one point,
by the process by which you assimilate them in your environment.
And that's including even if you at the moment don't remember them. You're just connected.
Especially.
Okay. So I remember once, like example once you had said, I come from Saint Germain's lineage.
Yes.
And I read once that out of all his family, he was the only one that was ascended.
Yeah.
A god.
Yeah.
So would it make now two Germains that would be ascended? Not just Saint Germain.
We don't know. Maybe. We'll see. That's up to you.
So I have Jorge, Albert, and Saint Germain. No females. Can you give me one girl, maybe? I'm always surrounded by men, except for my sisters.
How lucky for you.
What? Is there any god, lineage, women that are related to me?
No, not one.
Okay.
We were going to say Elizabeth, but that would be ridiculous, wouldn't it?
Elizabeth the Queen?
No. Your family.
I don't remember an Elizabeth.
We're gonna enjoy when the other Germain gets back. It's going to be so much better. She remembers
the one,
stuff.
The one in the mirror. One of the ones in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. You'll be back soon, though. It'll be all right. Don't worry.
Okay.
Coming to a theater near you.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying everything, honestly. Whatever it is. So, I'm looking forward to the other Germain, too. Okay, well, I think
it's
if anybody
day.
Else...
Tell James
definitely.
To get his ass in gear. Tell him to get his ass in gear. He's got things to do. Enough.
Who does?
Jack thinks he's doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Jack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I am telling him to get his ass in gear. He's got a lot to do. It sounds like he's not directing his energy in the places Ion thinks he should.
I just told him last week, 2 days ago, I said, you better start listening to Ion and start listening to all that stuff. I was like, I'm on all day long, all I listen to is Ion and, like, Bob, and I've learned so much. And sometimes I told him, like, I try to tell you these things, but you have to listen to get it on your own and get your own perspective, because you might be getting too much of what my idea of it is. And he said, you're right, you're right. So I'll get his ass right, Ion.
Honey, just cut him off. Cut him off. That'll get his ass right. Get him right.
I'll get his ass right, because I want him around. That little kitty.
We're going to put a little weight on him, though. He's getting kind of emaciated.
You're right. He's so skinny.
Nothing. Like, that's ridiculous.
Is he eating Restructure, Jermaine?
Yeah, he is. But he doesn't eat anything. Yeah. Just Restructure. And he says he doesn't get hungry. He takes everything, magnesium, realign, RNA, Restructure. Yeah. That's what he lives off of.
Well, he has to.
I get you. I know why, Ion. You're right. At least I'm pumping him that and be like, eat this, eat this, take this. And then I'll get him right to start listening. Mm-hmm. And I'll make him listen to this so he can know we're not fucking around.
Well, let's ask Ion. When you say he's not doing, get his ass off the ground or something, are you referring to what he's actually doing and that's not appropriate, Ion? Or you think he should be able to do more than he's doing and keep doing what he's doing but add more? What's the dimension you're saying?
He is going to do more.
In his field he's already engaged in?
What the fuck is that? He didn't do anything, so, yeah, whatever.
He didn't do anything, Jermaine. What's he doing in Florida? Has he got another family? Has he got a bunch of other wives or girlfriends going on, Ion? You don't listen to the Stanford, Jermaine. Just hold, step aside, Jermaine, while we figure out this for the people.
The Stepford wives.
Yeah. Has he got a couple Stepford wives that's making him skinny?
No. No.
Well, there you go. No issues there.
I'm laughing right now so hard because I don't think... you know what I'm talking about, Ion.
It's going to be odd when he hears this, Jermaine?
No, I'm going to make him listen to it.
Oh,
yeah.
You're the ones getting the other families. You're stepping out. I see. That's what I had noticed. Yes.
No, it's not that. I don't think that I want a family yet, Bob. I got enough with the
one that I have.
No,
you don't want a family ever. Never have a family. That's the biggest mistake today.
Yeah, I have enough with my sisters and all this shit. That's a full-time job.
Yeah, you got to look after their neurosis, ignoring of Ion. They're a bad case of ignoring us.
I told them too. They better start listening. Yeah. These are my conversations usually with everybody. So Ion said so and so and so. So Ion said blah blah blah. Ion said blah blah blah. And then everybody listens and they love it and they're like, oh yeah. And when they start asking me, oh, so what does Ion think about this? I'm like, go listen. Like, every time they ask me, I'm like, well, now you go listen. I just say whatever I want to say. I'll voluntarily say cool things. But if they ask me, it's like I get turned off. And I'm like, well, I've sent you many times the links. Go listen.
Yeah, so, you listen. I'll talk when I feel like it. But I'm not going to take the time to listen to your nonsense because you're not even informed, is what you're saying to them.
Yeah, pretty much. And then I'll just be like, go listen if you want to learn what's really going on.
Do you recommend Jermaine have that attitude, Ion, or you don't care?
Yeah, that's that fresh fuck you attitude. We like it.
Well, that's what's happening to me, and that's the thing that wants to come out too. Sometimes I just want to tell people to, like, shut the fuck up, or, like, you're so stupid. And I want to tell them in their face. That's what it is, Ion. Like, when I can't stand people that are, like, victims or saying things that are just stupid, like, I want to tell them in their face. And that's usually not how I act, but I think that's the thing that wants to come out of me, to just, like, not give a fuck and be like, oh, my God, you're just so stupid.
Well,
like,
Jermaine, I focus on 8-year-olds. I walk along the walkway to the 8-year-old going, I say, you're a fucking asshole. You don't know who I am, do you, you little fucking twerp? So they can't fight back, you know, so it's safe that way. Pick on little kids.
And take it out on them, right?
Yeah. Just say, you're not fooling anybody. Just tell them that. You're not fooling one single cat or dog on this walkway. Anyway, that's how I do it.
That's funny.
I'd never say it to a grown-up. And there's often tall men walking around. They're probably football players, like the guy we met through you. Huge men walking along. How the hell do you play in those professional football leagues with guys like that? Huge giants. I assume they're athletes, you know, famous athletes walking around with their wonderful wives and all that, or girlfriends. You know, I would never insult one of those guys.
Yeah, you got to pick
say,
your battles.
Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm
so
a Christian. Yeah, I go to church
so,
every day.
So stands the world's tallest midget.
Well, the husband of the world's tallest midget. I get shorter every day. He's dragging me down, Ion.
And sometimes terse.
Taurus.
What's terse?
Terse.
Yeah, Taurus.
Short and terse.
Okay, well, we don't know what you meant, Jermaine, when you said, you know what I mean, Ion, so but you're not going to tell us what that was about, eh?
No, Ion knows what's up, yeah.
Yeah, Ion knows what's up with Jermaine.
We got you forehead, honey.
Thanks.
So what you do, Jermaine, if you're bothered and you want to tell them they're stupid, you come up with different ways of doing it. I haven't got any myself, so I just shut up. I put up with the pain of keeping everything inside of me. And then I see a little 8-year-old, I dump it on them. I like walking by an 8-year-old then going, make a huge vomit side right beside, vomit noise right beside them. Oh, I love when they leap about when I do that. Like I vomit across their pathway.
Oh, actually, you know what? I actually did it yesterday. I couldn't take it. This lady said something and started talking to my sisters and I said, shut up, lady. Mind your own business. Keep moving.
Keep moving.
She,
move along
and
here.
And she stayed quiet. And when she came back, she was laughing and smiling. And then I said, have a good day. Aren't you happy? And then she said, yeah, happy times. And we were laughing after I told her to mind her own business.
Yeah, well, that's nice. But you gotta start going, Bob's playing new Zappa stuff on Sunday. You know, just be enthusiastic about something. They wouldn't know what you're talking about. That's fun.
Fun
that way you communicate
Bob.
To them. What?
Fun for whom, Bob?
That's a secret. We don't let you in on that one. For Trump. For Ivanka. Ivanka Trump.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What did the Jermaine sisters think of Trump winning? Are they all upset about it?
No way. My whole family voted for him.
Well, that's pretty good.
I outed
good.
Them. Yeah. They're probably going to be... Yeah, no, everybody is not upset about
that. Did you get them voting for Trump, or they had it on their own?
No, on their own, because I didn't even vote this time. Yeah, they did it on their own.
Yeah, why waste your time? I don't vote either.
Yeah, I couldn't relate to it.
You couldn't
Thank
relate to
Thank
you,
Ion.
Yeah, you're too busy listening to Ion.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll see you in the morning.
Okay, I'll see you in the morning.
Oh, are you leaving, Ion? You got to go, Ion?
Might as well.
Wait a minute. Let me see a couple more people. Okay. Like these people, 817-637, are back. Now, you guys, you had a lot of noise. There you are. You got your son. You want to speak? Is this CF Apollyon? I guess not. Okay. Sarah, would you like to speak, Sarah?
I can. But I only want to talk about, like, TV shows, movies with Ion. So I don't know. Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, I finished Joan of Arcadia. It was awesome. And Supernatural was so good. And Lucy singing All Along the Watchtower.
We told you.
I know.
We told you.
I can't even believe how good Lucy, the series, is. So good.
Yeah.
And let's see. I did see the Veronica Mars movie, but I'm really happy that she's in that Happy Place thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's perfect fit. And I really like that Haley is in the originals. Yeah, that's done. I'm done with that. Almost done with Rain. Is there anything that I can...
Rain
okay, how about... Yeah, how about Nostradamus? from rain.
Yeah. He's a He's actually a little older looking person.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, maybe but not. I wanted to inquire about the girl. Is he able to do that, like a picture of Dorian Gray, because he's got that girl sensory deprived?
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Yeah. And he was an apothecary, so he understood temperance, correct?
Such as it is.
He didn't believe in paranormal or supernatural forces, though?
There's not paranormal or supernatural forces.
Okay. They really, really aren't, or he's just, from his perspective, he wouldn't consider things that?
They're not. Darling, listen to what you're saying. They're not paranormal, they're just normal.
Are those the charisms, then? Are those gifts of the spirit? Because you, last time I brought it up, I got, the answer was like grace and peace and all. But I'm talking about discerning of spirit.
Whole armor of God, Ephesians. Armor of God, Ephesians. Yep. Tell you what.
So, but also, we don't have to attain those. You either have them or you don't. And even if you're not a believer, you don't.
You will have them.
And that's what Jesus was talking about. You greater things, then.
Mm-hmm.
Or Allen Ginsberg, when he said that he would get to the kids.
This earth, I have done in greater things.
All right. Well, that about sums it up for me.
Perfect. We'll see you in the morning. We'll play in the morning.
Absolutely. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Okay, don't leave. You'll see her in the morning. But let's see what Jean has to say. Go ahead, Jean.
Hey, Ion. Hey, Bob.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
Ion, are we now prepared for the vile judgments?
Some are.
So that's an individual thing?
No. Some are.
Some are in this now, in this timing.
It's not individual.
What are the vile judgments, Gene? Do you know what they are?
It's chapter 15 of Revelation, Bob.
Yeah, and what is the definition?
He says, Revelation, what's that? Never heard of it before.
Yeah. So, Gene, tell me, what are the examples of the vile judgments?
I just re-listened to part 5, and chapter 15 is my next chapter, Bob.
So you don't know?
At this point, I don't know the examples in the end of...
That's damn good questioning. Just mentioning something that you don't have any particular concern about or knowledge of. You just said the words to Ion. That's good. I support that.
Well, I'm looking at advance of 15 because at the end of 14, Ion says, now you're prepared for the vile judgments.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm anticipating...
Why don't you ask Ion what the vile judgments are, see if you get an answer.
Okay, Ion. Do you have a different answer for what the vile judgments are now?
Welch rabbit.
That good protein?
Yes.
Are you suggesting a different protein now because our lipids are engaged differently than they were when you gave the interpretation to Revelation to Bob and Carolyn?
To Bob and Carolyn? We gave some to Bob and Carolyn? What?
I'm listening to Revelation, the interpretation of the book of Revelation you gave to Bob and Carolyn back in 2011, Bob? Summer 2011?
Bob didn't remember. He's never heard anything. He just said
I'm asking
shit.
You,
he
though.
Know.
That doesn't matter.
He didn't even know what it is. It's fun.
It is. It's fun to go back and listen to it again. It makes a whole lot more sense now. So, if we were to...
Dollars
and cents, pints and quarts. If you were to go through the book of Revelation with Bob and Carolyn again today, in this now, would your answers be different?
Depends on the questions.
If the questions were exactly the same, would your answers be different?
It depends on the perspective.
Depends on the perspective of the Bob and Carolyn asking the questions?
No, it wasn't just Bob and Carolyn. There were other people involved.
Okay, so when I go back and listen to Revelations, it's always different, and that depends on my perspective.
From where you are, that's
right. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
So Welsh Rarebit is just another perspective.
Well, what is Welsh Rarebit?
It's rabbit.
No, it is not. Rarebit. Rarebit, not rabbit.
It's some sort of English culinary dish made with a savory sauce of melted cheese. Oh my gosh, I was way off. Served hot after being poured over slices of bread. Or it's a sauce like fondue. Sounds pretty rich. So, the answer may be more rich if I were to ask you what the vile judgments are now?
There might be.
There's a richness of it. Let's go back to chapter 14 then, and the beasts. Here's a question. I'm re-listening with the perspective of the most recent, of the Trump's election. And there's issues that Trump has brought to the forefront when he was being interviewed during this transition time before the inauguration. And I'm curious about some of the issues that he's bringing up, particularly abortion. Will Trump continue to pursue that issue?
Mm-hmm. He will.
And how does a president do that, though? Because that's a judicial issue.
He'll set the Supreme Court that decides it.
So he'll appoint the judges that will actually overturn Roe versus Wade?
We didn't say all that, but maybe.
But it's going to continue to be an issue during his presidency.
Hell yeah, everything is. Drain the swamp. Okay, we'll see you in the morning.
Okay, thank you very much, Ion.
Thank you.